Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors will meet this morning. The CEO of Sioux Rivers Mental Health will be before the board to discuss the transition from the current regional mental health model to a state plan. The Plymouth County Weed Commissioner will review their new fiscal year budget, and later the supervisors will go into closed session to discuss their collective bargaining position. The Lamar City Council also meets today. Their meeting will begin with a hearing on rezoning two parcels of property adjacent to Parkview Terrace Mobile Home Park. Action items on today's agenda include an agreement for removal of asbestos at Centennial Hall. There also will be an application for a state transportation grant on two paving projects along 4th Avenue Southeast. The council also will decide on a public hearing for a sewer extension project to service four lots in the Lamar's Industrial Park. Lamar's Fire Rescue ended the month of January with a high number of calls and a burn ban. For the month, there were 159 total calls for service. Most of these, 120, were for 911 calls, ambulance transfers, and second calls. There were 12 fire rescue calls in January, 15 calls for investigations, and 10 operation calls. Some of the other highlights for the month include regular high school EMT classes, passed ambulance inspections, re-inspected all school buildings, helped host Plymouth County EMS Day at Floyd Valley Healthcare, and on the last day of the month, a burn ban was declared in Plymouth County due to several grass fires late in the month. The ban is in effect until further notice. A Spencer man, 43-year-old Oscar Navarro Zepeda, was sentenced to 17 years in federal prison on conviction of drug violations. Navarro Zepeda was convicted by a jury last August after a 3.5-day trial in federal court in Sioux City. He was convicted of conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine, possession with intent to distribute meth, possession of a firearm by prohibited person, and possession of a firearm in furtherance of drug trafficking. Evidence at the trial showed that between April 2021 and April 2023, Navarro Zepeda was involved in a conspiracy that distributed more than 31 kilos of meth. A search warrant served at the suspect's residence uncovered approximately 33 pounds of meth packaged for distribution. In addition to the sentence, the defendant must serve 5 years of supervised release. Republicans in the Iowa Senate are proposing a 2% increase in state per pupil funding for public schools. That's the same level Governor Reynolds proposed last month. It would amount to about $7,900 per student, and the parents of private school students who've signed up for state tuition assistance would get that amount too. Senate President Amy Sinclair said the goal is to get the plan enacted by late next week. Democrats say schools need a 5% increase in per pupil funding. Janet Weiner says that would be a $315 million increase, the same amount the state spent this year to the education savings accounts for private school students. And Republicans on a House subcommittee have approved a bill to require any handouts in Iowa classrooms adhere to President Trump's executive order renaming two landmarks. Trump in January renamed Mount Denali in Alaska as Mount McKinley and the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America. Representative Bob Henderson, a Republican from Sioux City who's a retired math teacher, says it's just a matter of pointing out to schools those are the new names. He says the bill does not require the purchase of new textbooks or wall maps without these name changes, but would apply to anything handed out, including tests. The bill's sponsor is the chair of the Education Committee in the Iowa House. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.